Oh, way over here. To my far right.
Madam Chair, no. Delegations, my Indigenous relations, ladies and gentlemen. On August 9th, 1982, our elders first walked into these rooms, footsteps echoing with centuries of wisdom. Some even viewed their presence with skepticism. But those brave souls weren't here to disrupt. They were here to enlighten. Since then, nearly 30,000 of our brothers and sisters have followed. That is 30,000 stories shared, 30,000 perspectives offered to the UN. And if we look around us, the sky hasn't fallen. The UN stands together, more inclusive, more representative of the world it serves. From the working group to the permanent forum to this expert mechanism, we've shaped hundreds of recommendations, informed dozens of studies to improve the state of the world. Yet, the flagpole still stands tall, the flags still fly, the Human Rights Council keeps adding weeks to its sessions, and yes, even the UN coffee remains, let's say, an acquired taste. Madam Chair, with the triple planetary crisis looming, Indigenous participation is now imperative at the Human Rights Council. Our knowledge and practices are crucial for addressing global challenges. Therefore, today, in appreciation of the remarks of all panelists and consistent with the ALTA outcome document, theme 2, paragraph 10, we reiterate our call for the UN to establish observer status for Indigenous peoples at the Human Rights Council, with the full and effective participation of Indigenous peoples at all levels and stages. We know this idea makes some uncomfortable, as change often does. But this isn't about upsetting the UN system. It is about refining it, making it more just, making it more inclusive. For this, we envision an independent accreditation process led by Indigenous representatives from the 7 social cultural regions, a process rooted in self-identification, historical continuity, accountability, and accreditation principles based on the UN Declaration. Whilst this change needs to be seen by member states as a procedural feature of the Human Rights Council, for Indigenous peoples, it's a ray of sunlight, breaking through the clouds of challenges that Indigenous peoples face today. Not every Indigenous peoples with their representative institution may be ready to step through immediately, and that is okay. What matters is that we ensure the door is there, a standing testament to our right to self-determination. Madam Chair, we look forward to an international meeting next week and are appreciative that Indigenous people can register and participate in this session of the Human Rights Council without requiring ECOSOC status. We also invite Indigenous peoples and member states to participate in this international meeting. And in closing, we thank Mexico, Guatemala for their continued leadership, the Office of High Commissioner on Human Rights and the Secretariat for the support, and Canada for providing financial means to the Indigenous Coordinating Body. Matibulu, thank you, Madam Chair.